Thanks, Rob. Rob Martier, the pro today, finally got to use his snowblower. Been working on that for a while. Last night we were worried that he wasn't going to get an opportunity, and he did today, so that's really great. Rob, congratulations on finally getting to use your investment. All right, it's a download here for an hour. We're on till Patty takes over at 11 o'clock. I'm Justin Kaufman. Thanks for listening in tonight. Go Blackhawks. Big win tonight. And you know what? The best news is that with the win and a wild loss, the Chicago Blackhawks are now the number one team in the West. So there you go. They hold the number one seed. So that's a good thing here as we get ready for playoff time. Hopefully they can hold it down the stretch. Lots to do. We only got an hour, but we thought it's Tuesday night. And the best part about Tuesday night is definitely the worst. The best is the worst. We do it every Tuesday night here on the program where we bring comics in studio to complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we have a lot of prizes. So why don't we do that? Why don't we get to the worst tonight? Why don't we kick it off? All right, we are ready to play the worst. 312-981-7200. You know, you say, I've had a couple of people say to me over the last 2 weeks, I didn't get a chance to get my worst in. When's the worst? Now's the time. I mean, this is it. And we're playing for some big-time stuff tonight. We got gift certificates for both some pizzas, some restaurants, some stuff to give away. 312-981-7200 in studio tonight. Marty DeRosa, Marty and Erica, both regulars here to the download. We did not go with any rookies tonight.
You don't need rookies.
Bring in the heat. That's right.
This is playoff season of the worst.
That's right.
Look outside your window. This is playoff season for the worst.
It's the playoff season. Marty DeRosa, longtime stand-up comedian and podcaster here in town. Marty and Sarah love wrestling. Is that what it
is? That is it.
That's the podcast. And what do you got going on? What are you doing on stage?
Well, I'll be hosting WrestleCon at the end of the month, which is WrestleMania weekend in Orlando.
Oh, man.
If any of you guys love wrestling much as I do, yeah, it's the
congratulations.
Thank you. It's my vacation / work favorite weekend of the year.
It's one of my favorite things to watch. How you have ascended, you've climbed the wrestling media world.
I mean, tricked people into giving me money to watch wrestling.
Man. Yeah, you've been doing podcasts and working with a lot of people. And congrats on all your success.
Thank you,
Erica Reed. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to see you.
It's so good to see you too.
It's great to have Erica in studio. A great comedian here in town, as well as part of She's Crafty, the all-female Beastie Boys tribute band.
That's right.
That are playing this weekend, right?
It's next weekend, the 25th.
25th at Debonair Club in Wicker Park,
right there
in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Tell us really quick about She's Crafty. You guys have been on before, but talk about it.
She's Crafty, so like you said, it's the all-female Beastie Boys tribute band. We keep the music of the Beastie Boys alive. You can't see the Beastie Boys anymore, sadly. So we're the next best thing, and we want to keep the music rolling and educate people on how great they were. And they had a good message, not at first, but they changed and made it a good message. And we basically just like to go out and have a good time.
Do you guys is it a history lesson? Like, you get the song too? Like, this one was pretty terrible.
Well,
now look, you could see the transition.
We changed some lyrics of the songs to make them appropriate and most about us as well. And then also we do have a little part where we break it down and we're like, hey, you know what? At one point they came out and said, you know what? We regret that we said these things and we apologize. And this is, we want to make hip hop a safe place and a loving place for everyone. So we celebrate that.
There you go. All right. So Erica, they'll be on stage on the 25th, March 25th at the Debonair Club in Milwaukee, right there at Micker Park, right at the North Damon in Milwaukee corner. All right. So let's get to the worst. Let's start it tonight with Pete Zimmerman. He starts it every week. Pete, how are you, my man?
I'm wonderful.
All right.
I'm wonderful.
You want to kick it off?
I do. You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
St. Patrick's Day revelers.
Just in general?
Just in general. I was going to say St. Patrick's Day. I thought that might be too controversial.
It's controversial worst, yeah.
But I'm going to go revelers.
Yeah.
Grown men in, like, green sport coats, beads.
I would say I would.
Walking around,
amend,
like,
can
potatoes.
I add to that?
Yes.
Can please. I yes and that?
Yeah.
I would say yes, and I would say St. Patrick's Day revelers. The week before St. Patrick's Day, I was not ready for St. Patrick's Day celebrations last weekend. And when I started to see, like, I was in Old Town at like 9 a.m. and I saw people lining up, I'm like, is college football still on? What's going on? And I'm like, oh, it's St. Patrick's Day.
I think that's the closest we'll get to a zombie apocalypse, like a dry run. Is when you're, and I had this one year where I went downtown to do a comedy club, and I'm like, what? what are all these buses and why are people screaming on the yellow buses? Like, what is happening here? And then I'm like, oh, it's St. Patrick's Day, you're like, and you're not prepared for it.
You're like, oh, they're all dressed the same.
Yeah.
Like, those big flimsy hats.
Yeah.
Green hats. What I really loved was, it must be a tremendous time if you own a trolley company.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's so many trolleys. There's lined up, double parked. Like, yes.
You're waiting all year for it. I know. You're like, this is it. It's like WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I do wonder if you're on that trolley and it's like a team effort of like, oh, guys, we got one person on the corner. Let's scream and yell. Like, what are you doing?
So much screaming, so much yelling. All right, Erica, why don't you kick us off? What do you got for the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Erica?
Kittens. Just in general. Yeah, kittens.
Controversial.
Seriously, I know everybody loves them, but... And I love them, too. But I got three recently.
You got three kittens?
We got three.
Wow. That's an investment.
I know. And we went all in. I have no regrets, except in the middle of the night when they start dive bombing my face and, like, attacking us at 3 a.m. We have not slept in the 2 months that we've had these kittens.
No.
And don't say put them outside of your bedroom because they're just going to start yowling.
They do the yowl.
Meow. Yeah. Meow. I mean, they're the worst.
That is. Pete has told me, because I'm in the market for a cat, so maybe I'll take one off your hands.
Yeah, please.
But Pete has told me that the cats will be loud.
Yeah. I mean, I have a cat, and I love that thing, but, man, it's a demon. He comes and scratches your face.
Yeah.
It just crawls. Like, I get home from work, like, at 1, I get in bed, and it just, like, jumps all over my head. Yeah.
They're like, oh, here's so much love. I'm giving you affection. And now I'm going to draw blood with my teeth and my claws. And you know the other bad thing about kittens that makes them the worst? They turn into cats. Pretty soon we're going to have three giant cats.
Oh, man.
My guy comes over and he'll knock off the remote control off. He'll look at you. He looks at you and then he sees you got the remote control on the coffee table or whatever. Drops it on the ground.
Wow. Yep.
Wow, so much passive-aggressive.
The worst. Passive-aggressive and flat-out just aggressive.
All right, Marty, what do you got for the worst?
That's a lot to deal with to get all those Facebook likes, you know, but what are you going to do? Let's see. My worst is, and I can tell as I'm putting my list together, I'm turning into an old man because all of mine are just such, like all the old men out there, you're going to love this one. Number one, this is what I think is the worst. Have we as a society decided to stop saying thank you when I hold a door for somebody? I just keep holding doors going, oh, really? Really? Okay, cool. Cool. You're welcome.
Are you the guy who's like, I'm doing this because I need a thank you in my life right now?
Well, that's what my therapist and I are trying to figure out. She's just saying, you know, listen, you're doing a good deed and just know that you're doing a good deed and you don't need the validation. But I want that validation.
You put on your big boy pants and you go down to Michigan Avenue and you're just holding up doors.
Yeah, it's just it's.
Want to see what you can get?
I'm just like I said, turning into an old man.
What happens when somebody actually does thank you? Do you get elated?
Wow, it is just. I'm just like, you know what? Thank you. And I want to tell them. Right. Listen, I've been holding doors all over the city and no one's saying thank you. And you get it, right? And they're just like, whoa, dude, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to go through this door. And I have like cornered them. Like, well, what's going on here? You know. So
just, there you go. All right, good. 312-981-7200. We got some coming in, some texts, people on the line. Justin's on the line. Let's take a quick break so we keep on keep the trains running here, and then we'll come back and we'll get to the texts and the calls here. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all?
All right, playing the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200. Erica Reed, Marty DeRosa here in studio. We're ready to take your calls and texts. We got some good stuff tonight. Let's start with Justin. Justin, kick us off with the worst. What do you got? What's the worst, Justin?
The worst is when you're going through your house, digging through everything because you lost your debit card. You go through your car and everything, and 3 hours later, you find it in your back pocket.
Always.
Come on, man. It's like you're looking for a debit card. I mean, I would think pockets first, right?
You'd think, but it slips your mind when you're in this really crazy panic that I tend to get myself into.
Ah, I see.
I do that with my keys. I'm always like, my keys are missing. I've lost my keys. Okay, great. What am I going to do without my keys? And they're always in my purse.
They're always there.
I always do that weird, like...
At least I don't have that with my kids.
I do that weird, like, Macarena thing where I do, like, front pocket for my phone, front pocket for my wallet, for my keys.
Right.
And then, yeah, I realize what a maniac I look like out on the street.
Or a highly organized dancer.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Thank you. Yeah, or you were part of like the, you remember the Millie in Chicago? They did the dance around the, I feel like I'm the only one who remembers this. In 2000, to celebrate the millennium, mm-hmm. if you remember this. The city of Chicago, Mayor Daley and the Cultural Affairs Department, all no longer in office, mm-hmm. commissioned a dance that would be the city dance. And it was called the Millie.
Oh man.
Like for the millennium?
I moved here in May of 2000, and I regret that I was not here for that dance.
Oh my God, I have a tape somewhere. Because there's a video. You can look. I've tried on YouTube to find it, and there's a video where someone's doing the instruction. It's like, walk, John Hancock, hit the ball, Sammy Sosa style. I am not kidding.
That sounds like the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
The city has done a tremendous job of scrubbing the internet to get rid of it.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Millie. Check
Ladies
it out.
Ladies and so, gentlemen, the Y2K dancers.
That's essentially what it is.
Oh, I would take it as a personal project to reintroduce the Millie to the people of Chicago.
I have a CD copy of it somewhere squirreled away, and I know that there was a video. It was kind of pre-YouTube, so that's why it doesn't show up as much on YouTube. And I've seen little versions and snippets of it, but it's out there.
Of all the stuff the Daley administration hid from us, the Millie, the one none of us know about?
The Millie is the one that's going to take him down.
Oh, man.
It threatens his legacy.
Yeah. A relative was the choreographer.
It's pretty much.
I messed up.
It's very Macarena. All right, here we go. All right, 219. And a lot of this stuff today is snow related, which I guess is appropriate,
right?
The worst is getting a call from your child's school that they're closing early due to snow. You go outside, you shovel out your driveway so you can get to the school, you get 9% done. I guess maybe 90, and a snowplow comes through barreling down the street, not only burying your driveway, but turning you into a human snowman. The driver then comes back down the street and takes a picture of you.
Oh, that's
You became
good.
A viral hit on somebody else's Instagram. That's awesome.
That's great.
Also, I love how that story went from child school to shoveling to, I mean, it could be the worst is when a snowplow gets snow all over you.
It's multi-layered.
It was very multi-layered. I don't know what the whole thing was.
It's
the worst.
It's a good storyteller.
Yeah, right?
Those Indiana folks. They know how to tell a story.
All right, 7:08. The worst is getting a snowstorm in March a week before spring starts and spending an hour and a half digging your car out so you can make it to work on time.
Yeah. Which nobody did. I think everybody was half an hour late this morning. I was.
And then you've also got this. I like this one. 773 says the worst is having the option to take a snow day from work and making the adult decision that you might as well go in and get stuff done.
Oh, man. Oh.
That is the worst.
Go see Toy Story
or something. What are you doing? The boss emails. You're like, you know what? If you want to work from home, take the day off. Go for it. You know what? I don't know. There's a lot of things I need to Xerox. I need to get in there. And then you get there and there's nothing to do.
And there's nobody there because everyone else is home with Netflix.
Oh, man. Boss probably like, what's that guy up to? Let's get some cameras in Greg's office. What's he up to?
He thinks he's getting ahead, but the boss is like, I don't trust Greg.
That was a test by your boss, and you failed it.
You failed.
Now you're the weird guy at work. You deal with that.
He's too into work. Yeah, you're either not into work or too into work.
Mm.
All right, 630 says, I agree with Marty. Society has forgotten. Thank you. Please and excuse me. These are the magic words in my book, Mary from Roselle.
Don't worry, Mary. I got another one for you. You friend me on Facebook. We're going to be best friends.
630 says, Putin. The worst is even when he's barely in the news, he's still... Putting me down.
Puns. The worst.
That's pretty good. I think that was all lead up to
that. That was one of those when he hit send, he just walked away from that keyboard like, oh yeah.
It was the same guy. He was like at work right now going, I got nothing to do. I'll do some puns.
Yeah.
I'll text in the radio station some of my puns. I got nothing to do tonight.
I'm so glad that you did, Texter.
312 says, the worst is when you have four dogs. And then they decide to start cleaning themselves at 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. So it's 3 kittens and 4 dogs are probably about the same. Dogs, like, aggressively get in your face?
Sounds like it. Sounds awful. Cleaning themselves sounds awful.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's just a lot of panting and licking, right? Yum. 773, small buns for big burgers.
There you go.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I'm in that same category of what are we doing with these giant hamburgers?
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
Maybe we'll make them just a little bit smaller. Okay.
I don't know.
We wouldn't have a bun situation.
But that's better than the burger bun that envelops the burger meat.
That's true.
I mean, it's tough to find, you know, a nice proportion, but I'd rather have more burger than bun.
You heard it, man.
I would too.
Judge Martyr just came in. It starts as the worst and then turns into Judge Martyr.
The judge's rule.
Not a good enough worst. All right, here we go. The worst is while doing my catering business, 920 says this, double booking a date. Oh, boy.
Oh.
And that seems like
that's pretty bad.
Like stress that they need to get off their chest for. They use the worst to do that.
Maybe that's why you go into work on a snow day.
Right. You should for that. 224, the worst being at work waiting for your relief to come so you can go home after working 8 hours, and they never call or show up, and you're stuck for 18 hours.
Ooh.
And not bringing enough food or water or money. Well, I don't know what you're due for a job, but that last part got very intriguing.
I never take enough money to my job.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what do you – I feel like we have a new game. Figure out what 224 does for a living.
That's also the dreaded no-call, no-show whenever – I mean, I've done it too, and you're just like, eh, they'll be fine. And you just block out your poor friend who you've just ruined their day and maybe their weekend or whole week of just being like, sorry, I'm just not coming to work today and I'm not calling anybody.
And you didn't even take into consideration no money,
no.
No food,
no.
No drink, no water. I mean, this person is dying out there in an avalanche.
I feel like they got to be like on their own, like all by themselves somewhere.
Right. Like a toll booth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that would be, but then you just take. Well, they don't do coins anymore. It's all.
They actually don't do toll booths anymore. Yeah. It's all electronic. Thought Trump was going to bring those jobs back. Huh?
This is really gonna perplex me all night. What this person does. Erica Reed, Marty DeRosa in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. We'll take a break. We get an update from Rob on the news. We'll come back with more of your worst. 312-981-7200. We're complaining for prizes. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all?
Don't tell me. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're playing the worst here on the downloads. With you till 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez coming in at 11. Marty DeRosa, Erica Reed in studio. Marty, the man, one of the co-hosts of Marty and Sarah. Love wrestling.
That's right, on the Marty part.
And then you're also WrestleZone, is that what it is?
No.
What's the
WrestleCon.
WrestleCon. Yeah. You're hosting down at WrestleCon in Orlando at the end of the month.
Yes.
Erica Reed, she is part of She's Crafty, the female Beastie Boys tribute band. They're playing on the 25th Debonair Social Club, which is at 1575 North Milwaukee.
That's right.
Always a fun show.
Thanks. Yeah. So. And you know what? At that show, if I can just say, a portion of our merch sales, and we're also taking donations at the door, will go to Refugee One. So we're giving back with this
show. There you go. She's Crafty. 312-981-7200. We got a lot of text, some really good stuff coming through. Let's do another round in studio. Why don't we start with you, Erica? What else you got for the worst?
You know what I think is the worst is clothes that are designed to be from the gym to then going out. Just change clothes.
Just change clothes.
Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I work out, I get really sweaty. So then if it's like breezy, if it's cold or winter, then you're like cold because you're like sweaty and you're out in the air. But then otherwise, if you're like hugging your friends, if we're meeting up afterwards, you're like,
yeah. Like, you're talking like Lululemon type stuff?
Yeah. You know, there's like a whole like athleisure fashion thing now that's like, oh, you don't even have to change. You just like freshen up your hair and then you can just go out, you know, and drapey tops and stuff. And it's cute, but it's like the way I work out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had a dance class earlier tonight and I changed clothes.
You changed clothes.
I was like, there's no way.
You Jay-Z it. You change clothes.
Yeah, out. Right? Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's why I do it. Because I'm like Jay-Z.
You're very...
I was really sweaty.
I was going to say that when you walked in. I was like, no.
Did I accidentally book Jay-Z?
No,
you
Erica.
Know what? I have to say this is not the first time I've been compared to Jay-Z. My therapist once compared me to Jay-Z. Okay.
Okay.
You know.
All right, Marty, what's the worst?
I'm still blown away by her therapist.
We need to get some, can you Facebook Live that next time with the therapist? You're having that Jay-Z convo?
Well, I actually don't go to that therapist anymore, but that's not why.
Because they compared you to Jay-Z, right?
No, it was a nice compliment.
The only thing close to that, I had a therapist one time who quoted a One Direction song.
Oh.
And I was like, sir, I don't know why you're listening to One Direction.
It's the voice of the youth.
Did your therapist say it was the Run Direction song?
Yeah, he goes, this reminds me of a line in a One Direction song. And I'm just like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm paying
Time's
you
up.
For this?
Time's
yeah.
Up? Yeah.
Amazing.
Next week's not going to work.
Yeah. Oh, man. And he hit me with a Pink song one time, too. He goes, this is like a Pink song. I'm like, okay, messing with me right now, right?
My old therapist is over here listening to hip hop. Yours is like all top 40 pop.
I know.
That's good stuff, man.
All right. Miss you, Don.
What do you got for the worst?
Okay, sticking with my old man theme, I think it's the worst when people yawn and don't cover their mouths anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're screaming without sound. Like,
they look like a cheetah.
I see it on the train so much, and yeah. I just want to be like, have we devolved that much as a society?
You really, yeah. Mary from Roselle is going to love that one.
Mary.
Too. You know, it is interesting. I think that that probably is less of a devolve and more of like life has knocked you down. Mm-hmm. And you're at the point where you're like, the extra movement of my arm to cover my face is just not worth it.
But it just looks, yeah. If I want to just take a photo of them and be like, this is what you look like. Okay? Do you want this? You want to put this out into the world? Because this is what you look like right now.
I have, that's, there you go, man. A new idea for a, for something.
A TV blog, show? Is this blog. What you want to look like?
This is what you look oh, no. like.
Is this what you want to look like?
I'm frightened by this idea.
Oh, man. Welcome back to Is This What You Want to Look Like?
This right here? Is this what you, you confront them.
That's it.
You come right after them with like printed pictures. Is this right here? Just like the one where they kind of trick people on ABC. Like, I forgot what
oh,
it's
what would you do?
Yeah, what would you
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Is this what you want to look like? It's a follow-up. Same producers.
Yeah. I want to watch that, like, what would you do? And the guy's just eating his food. And they're like, you almost let this person get kidnapped. And they're like, yeah, I did. Yeah, and I don't care. And I'm eating.
Do not care.
Don't bother me.
312-981-7200. We're having a lot of fun tonight. The worst, 630, is having to wear damp jeans.
That's real bad.
That's a front runner.
As somebody too who has to pay to use the dryer downstairs, that's a part of me. It's like, I'm not wasting another buck and quarters on one pair of jeans. Right. So I guess that's out of the rotation yeah. for a day or two.
Or like a rainy day when you don't have your umbrella and you have a short coat and you're like, oh, there it is, my legs. And then if you have new jeans, it dyes your legs kind of blue.
I have a great story about a friend of mine. We were in a business meeting. And it was raining. I remember we were trying to pitch something. It was a big deal. We showed up, and he showed up to the meeting, to the business meeting. He didn't have an umbrella, so the way the wind was hitting the wind, it like made the front of his jeans just like in a perfect symmetrical like just streak of water.
Water blasted yeah. jeans.
Water blasted jeans all the way down the front. So he walked in. He's like, "Is there any way I can get it's raining out? Any way I can get some paper towels?" So he's like, "Well, we're doing like what we'd like to do is tell you about our project." He's like rubbing it like his jeans.
I just
like,
see you going,
oh,
"We're
no.
not going to get this
yeah,
account,
this is not
are we?"
Happen.
Similarly, I was at a convention last year, year before, where you're like meeting with all these different execs and stuff, and there it was in Miami. There are all these pools, and there was one that had a projection of the logo in it. And I said to my friend, I was like, "Hey, take a picture of me at this pool." And I like sat down on the edge to do this, like, you know, very posed photo.
Cool shot.
But the ledge I was sitting on was part of the pool, so I essentially just sat in the pool. And I was wearing a dress, so the whole back of my dress was then drenched. And then I was like, "Okay, well, let's just go back to the hotel." And then we ran into so many people that we like knew and were meeting with throughout the week right after, and I couldn't just let it go. So I'd be like,
"You'd have to point
oh,
it out.
Hi, nice to meet you. I just
take
sat
a
in the
look.
Swimming
I sat
pool.
Take a look at my bum.
Yeah.
Take a look at my wet bum.
Yeah. If it was, right. You didn't have to tell them. And I'm like, but I did.
He did get Mary's attention, Marty. 630. I got in all caps. Manners. There it is.
What are we doing, Mary?
The worst is when you're out to dinner and the table next to you, somebody starts blowing their nose while you're trying to eat. That's like right out of, yeah, that does it. Especially like into the napkin, like into a cloth napkin. I never understand that part. I'm like, oh, that doesn't work.
No.
People do that?
And, yeah. And when you're at one of those.
And, yeah, and like then in a cloth napkin at a restaurant?
Wow. Maybe, maybe I feel like that's just like a movie or something, but I feel like that would be gross. Wow.
I was, again, I keep thinking of all these old man things. I was at Southport Grocery.
Yeah.
And the tables are so close together.
Right, right.
I'm just like, can we get rid of one table maybe and just give us a little extra room here? Is that too hard to ask for?
Sometimes when you're that close to people, I can't not be part of their conversation. And so, but then also you don't want to let them know that you're listening. And I was trying to acknowledge to my husband, like,
The table next to us.
Take a look.
The table next to us sat down, and they're like, "Ooh, let's get the." They have like adult Pop-Tarts, and they were saying that. And as I already knew they were out of them, so I'm like, "Hey, I hate to burst into your conversation here, but they're out of the adult Pop-Tarts."
You were the hero.
I kind of. They were like, "Oh, darn, okay." And then we talked.
Did they say thank you?
They did.
Yes.
They were so polite. And I was like, you know what, you guys, do you want to just hang out with us the rest of the day? Like, we're going to go see a movie. Come with us. I'll pay for it.
If they didn't say thank you, we would be getting another text from Mary. Yeah. She'd be like, that's it.
That's
Mary
it.
Would be like, tell me what they said. Don't worry, Mary.
A lot
they were
of
okay.
emojis. All right. Let's keep going here. We got some good stuff. 727 says, when the foster dog chews up tax forms.
Ooh.
I understand when you say tax, like your W-2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
And it's not even your dog that you're keeping.
Even,
So you're like, I'm supposed to give this dog affection.
That's, you know what? this going on your public, this going on the record. This is a permanent record, dog.
I hate that when foster dogs are like, you're not even my real dad. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm your foster dad.
Well, yeah, well, you don't need his tax form.
I'll never see you again.
The IRS doesn't really take my dog ate it as an excuse.
Maybe that's what happened at the rest of Trump's tax returns tonight. Oh, man. Rachel Maddow. Yeah, they were eaten by the dog.
Mad dog Maddow.
773. All right, I'll skip the this one. I mean this happens all the time on the show. It's just great, I guess. It's the worst is when you're 12 years old and you have type 1 diabetes and people confuse it with type 2 diabetes and assume you eat too much junk food. Yeah, that is literally the worst.
That is
story
the worst.
Of my childhood.
Yeah, right. You're right. You nailed it. I mean, you're right. I have a friend who's got type 1 or did have type 1 diabetes and you're like, what did you do to get that? And it's like, it's genetic or whatever it is. And mm-hmm. you're like, oh, you just didn't like drink 40 Cokes or whatever it is that would do that. No. And then tell that all the time. Hey man, that's two Snickers bars. Watch that. And, okay. We got it.
Yeah.
So, all right. The worst, let's see. The worst is when you crack your screen on your phone. It makes you feel like you failed at adulting.
You know what? I just did that in November. And then I did it again in February. What?
That's so usually good. Like once every couple years. That's rough.
I know. That and I had several years without a breakage. And so I got a replacement, yada, yada. So when it happened again on the first time I dropped it of the new one, I was like, oh, there it is. I was not happy. But I just got the screen replaced. I didn't have to do a whole replacement
that's
the first
good.
One.
That's half
it
worst.
It was half worst, yeah.
It's sort of, all right, Marty DeRosa, Erica Reed in studio playing the worst. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll start to calculate the ones we have. We still have some more that are coming in. Get in before the deadline. We got a $50 gift certificate to some restaurants in the Elgin Grand Victoria Casino. We got gift certificates for Lou Malnati's Pizza. So we got some stuff to give away. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down.
Such good stuff tonight. I'm reading through all these texts. They're great. We got so many good ones. 847. The worst is trying to put the duvet cover back on your bedspread.
It's like trying to get the toothpaste back in the tube. Impossible.
How do you do it? You grab one two corners. There's so much going on
there. A lot of flipping around.
A lot of flipping around.
You know what makes it more challenging too? Three kittens.
Oh, man.
That
imagine
was my life
you're like,
the other day.
Oh, we finally got that duvet cover on. And then, meow. Oh, no.
Yep.
The cat's in the
they get
in the duvet.
Yep. Totally happened.
Marty DeRosa, Erica Reed in studio with me. We're playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. 262 says, the worst, it may be the last day with my favorite coworker. Godspeed, Pigpen.
Aw.
Ominous.
It's kind of... Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Robert says, the worst is people who use their brights in fog, rain, and snow. Just brights in general. It's not a city thing. You don't see brights at all in the city, but you're right. When I go out into the... like when we went out to Crystal Lake for that, it was raining when we went out to do a show out there. And it was like every person just kept putting their brights on. And I'm like, what are you doing? Turn the dang brights off. Come on, guys. We can live without brights.
Yeah, I made the mistake. I was the guy with the brights on. I didn't know they were on. And I was on. I had to go to Indianapolis for a show. And I'm driving. And semis are honking at me. And I'm like, what is their problem? And then as I got off and I was heading to my girlfriend's parents' house, which is in the middle of nowhere, I'm like, I better turn my brights on. Oh, no, it's me. So
4 hours.
Yeah. Oops.
708 says the worst is when your spouse or friend calls you while they're driving, and then you're stuck on the phone for 20 minutes listening to them yell at other drivers. That's so true.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do with the grocery? Hey, buddy! What do you do? Get your head out of your butt!
That's when you know you're not handling your end of the conversation when someone goes, you called me.
Right.
I'm like, oh, man, I got to pick it up here.
It's just these people. And that happens, too, is I find myself getting so unfocused. So if something like that happens in a conversation, then I'm like, I'm not even finishing sentences. Then I'm like, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want? Oh, I don't know. It's just a guy cut me off. I don't know.
The same
I
with
what I want.
Not saying thank you and holding the doors. When people don't give you a thank you wave when you let them over,
that's the
worst.
Yep.
It's just the old lady and me.
I rear end them, and then they go sliding off into the road, and I roll my window down.
That'll teach you.
I like to give an aggressive over wave to them to let them know that they didn't wave at me.
You know what doesn't hurt? A good thumbs up in the air.
Oh, I love a thumbs up.
Give an old hacksaw Jim Duggan.
There's some good stuff, man. The person next to you at a sold-out show, and then they pick their nose and then eat it.
Oh.
That's
like, what kind of sold-out show? Like, if you're shoulder-to-shoulder at Metro, you're like, I'll go stand somewhere else. But if it's like, you know, if you're at Chicago Theater and you're like, I'm stuck in this chair.
Yeah.
That's no
also,
good.
Also, even if it's not sold out and someone's next to you who picks their nose and eats it, that's going to be kind of
gross. Yeah, that's unpleasant.
I was just
a sold-out show needs.
Yeah.
Right.
I could just still see you from three chairs down and I'm disgusted.
I know what you're doing.
Not like it's like, boy, if you were next to me, that'd be gross. I was just at the Metro and a gigantically tall guy was like, excuse me, and he got in front of me and then just stopped. And I'm like, come on. We can't do this.
All right. The worst is, this is great. 914 might get an honorary. I don't know if I have enough to give away tonight, but this is a good one. 914, the worst is when you send a text to the wrong person. So they sent to 312-982-7200, and it was, they did, the worst is when you invite your dog up on the couch to hang out and cuddle. They jump off, hang out for a second, look at you pitifully, and then slowly jump off. But it was to the wrong numbers. And someone like, hello?
New phone? Like, who this?
Who
that's
this?
The best.
Right?
If I got that text from some random number, I would be so happy. I would just play into it. I'd be like, you're right, man.
Hang in there, buddy. Also- Emoji smiley face.
Wow.
Let's go to some of the lines here. Let's go to Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What do you got? What's the worst?
When you walk behind a school bus and you get blasted with that toxic air.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. It's all
you're
hot.
Absolutely right. That's the, when you, and that's not just a school bus, a city bus too, where you're like, oh boy, this is what they're talking about when the planet's dying, whatever's coming out of these buses.
Like, what do you think is worse, cigarette smoke or that?
That's a good question. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Either one, I want to hold my breath.
Yeah.
I don't want to breathe in.
I think that's kind of like getting like you see a cartoon where they have like 50 cigarettes, like an old itchy and scratchy, and they just light them, and what it is.
Yeah.
That's good. Thanks, Jasmine.
But good night.
Good night.
Oh, how polite was Jasmine?
Yeah, right?
I love Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Good night. George, what do you got, George? What's the worst?
Oh, God. All right, this happened to me a couple of recently. How about being starving in the grocery store, and then all of a sudden you hear the subtle sound of a really, really overweight, sweaty, fat flip-flop guy behind you?
Just the sound
just
of him?
The sound of the flip-flop hitting his sweaty foot is just the absolute worst thing in the world.
That's so specific, man. I wouldn't be able to point that, like, to get that sound.
When you hear it, you will know, and you're going to think back to this moment, and you're going to say, wow, George just nailed it.
Thanks. All right, thanks, George. That's good. I like that one. It's a little too specific for me.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of great stuff. 708 says cold French fries.
Mm.
214 says not enough M's in the M&M single packages. 2262, the worst is when you're mid-nap at work and you get a call, but the call wasn't for you, so they woke you up for nothing. That's great.
Man.
And the worst is wet socks.
You're the only one at work.
I know, right? And this one, too, 518, which I really love, and this one is in the running. The worst, trying to pronounce Worcestershire sauce. It's so good. It came through tonight, right?
You nailed
That's
that.
Good.
These are really good ones tonight. All right, here we go. Let's wrap it up here. Let me read what I got to give away tonight. We got a $50 gift certificate to the restaurants at the Grand Victoria Casino in Elgin. Choose from Prime Burger House, Buckingham Steakhouse, or Lounge, Grand Victoria Buffet, and Crave Deli. Must be 21 and older to redeem. Get details on how to win cash and Chevy SUVs with the Wheelin' and Dealin' giveaway at GrandVictoriaCasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The worst. Also, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at LouMalnati's.com. All right, let's get to it. What do we got tonight? Third place is going to get the we'll do this. We'll go, and we're going to go and give the casino to 630. The worst is having to wear damp jeans. That's third place.
I agree.
Right, that is the worst.
My heart's with you.
Yep.
That is the worst. All right, good. Second place tonight, and this is a good one too. The worst, this is going to get a pizza. The worst is trying to put the duvet cover back on your bedspread.
Yes. We can all relate.
Right. if I could get and there's also I want to do.
I hope they don't spill pizza on their duvet cover and then have to wash it and take it off. Eat it at the table, guys. I know you want to eat it in bed because it's comfy, but eat it at the table.
Yeah.
And first place tonight, that's going to get, this is a good one too, 518, the worst trying to pronounce Worcestershire sauce. This is something we've read at the end, but we read that one earlier.
You're nailing that pronunciation, by the way.
Also, I want to give honorable mentions. I don't know if I have the prizes and Pete can figure this stuff out. He's already shaking his head no. But I want to give honorable mention tonight to Mary from Roselle. Mary, who backed up Marty DeRosa's claim about manners. You deserve a pizza.
Thank you, Mary.
It's bad manners that I say you deserve it, but you don't get it. But Mary, tremendous job backing up, yes-anding Marty DeRosa tonight.
Love it. Thank you, Mary.
Marty DeRosa, of course, you can see him. Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, the podcast. He's also going to be at WrestleCon, which is in Orlando. You're hosting at the end of the month. But you can see Marty on stage all over the place. Find him on social media. Erica Reed's part of She's Crafty, the all-female Beastie Boys tribute band, which will be at the Debonair Social Club, 1575 North Milwaukee, on the 25th, Saturday the 25th. You guys, it's great. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.